The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Thank you very much, Eamon. It is News Talk. It's The Hard Shoulder. It's Anton in for Kieran. Denmark has passed, or is in the process of passing, interesting protections against people using your image for deepfakes and the like. There's two fundamental provisions of the Copyright Act that they're changing. One, a protection against realistic digitally generated imitations of personal characteristics, meaning your voice, your image, any of the rest of it, and a separate imitation protection for performing artists. With us is Owen O'Dell, who is Associate Professor in Trinity College. Oh, and this is one of those where I suspect people will look at it and say, hang on a minute, I would have assumed we had those protections under some pre-existing law anyway. Are people currently allowed to use each other's images this way?
Well, let me go back up and say the reference to copyright is a misdirection. So we'll come back to that in a second. The specific question, are people allowed to use other people's images? The short answer is, and this is a typical lawyer's answer, it depends. You can't use an image if it invades privacy or if it contravenes data protection, for example. You can't use an image if somebody has copyright in the image, and it doesn't matter what the image is of. If somebody has copyright in the image, you can't use it. And some of the headlines around what Denmark is trying to do suggest that what they're trying to do is to give these additional protections in a copyright context. Now, what Denmark are trying to do is to say you get a personal cause of action. It won't be a criminal offence or anything like that. It'll just be a personal cause of action if somebody digitises you, and if you're a performer, if somebody then digitises or creates a fake performance. They're two very small additions to Denmark's law, and it's not really a copyright law. It's just these are two very small additions that Denmark are proposing. And the only act that they're currently reviewing that it might get stuck onto is the Copyright Act.
Now, so hang on for a minute, Owen. Does that mean that if I was to say during the ad break, I dash outside, I get AI, I put in your voice, I get you to say a whole series of things that aren't actually you and I play it out on the radio, I can do that willy-nilly?
Well, I wouldn't play it on the radio if I were you, because I could I could sue you for defamation, because then you would be representing me as having opinions that I don't have. And that would clearly be defamatory. So if you said, Owen O'Dell said X when I didn't, that would be defamatory. Playing a clip of me saying X when I didn't would equally be defamatory. So there's, as I said, it depends. You might be able to tie existing bits of law and legislation into any particular context, but there isn't in Irish law, and in fact, there isn't in European law, any overarching provisions against deepfakes like the ones Denmark are proposing.
Okay, well, hang on. If I can't get you to express strong views for fear of defamation, what if I was to make a video of you doing the weather forecast?
Well, some people have faces for radio, and I'm sorry to say I'm one of them. So, you know, putting me on the weather forecast would probably not be a good thing to do. But also, it's representing that I have expertise that I don't have. And, you know, it might be an expertise I don't want to represent that I have. So, again, you're putting me in a false context. And again, you were running the prospect of a defamation action.
So if that's the case, then if you are so able to corner me using the pre-existing defamation law, why does Denmark need to go to this extent?
What Denmark wants to do is it wants to be able to have a national law that will tie into European law, so that the European rules requiring platforms to take down this material can be triggered easily. If there is something defamatory of me on a platform, and I go to the platform and say, look, Anton Savage has got this, you know, deepfake of me, I could be spending a long time dealing with them to try to persuade them that it is defamatory of me, and that therefore they should be taking it down. Whereas a cleaner, this is a deepfake, it's got to come down provision, like Denmark is intending to introduce, would make my life easier vis-a-vis the platforms. And that's the basic point. They're not looking necessarily at some deep fake of me by you, but it's that you post it on a platform and then it goes viral. And then I need a remedy in that circumstance.
So it's the simplicity of it. So like case in point, if I took a deep fake of you now and I got you to sing the hits of Taylor Swift, that's presumably relatively easy, because the works itself is copyrighted and the platform will have to act to protect the owner's copyright of the Taylor Swift hits. It's creating that. It's creating an easy route of remedy.
Yes, that's exactly what it's doing. And in fact, if we were to do the same thing, our Online Media Safety Act, which gives these kinds of powers to Commissioner Naman, if we were to create the same kind of personal cause of action, then I would be able to go to the platform, and if the platform didn't help, I could go to Commissioner Naman and say, you know, he's got me singing Taylor Swift. This is it. My life is over. My credibility is shot. I would have that too. But this is all entirely on the civil side. And it's on the civil side, basically letting me get at the platforms and letting me use the national regulator to get at the platforms. It's got nothing to do with the criminal law. We already have criminal legislation relating to non-consensual sexual images that might be computer generated, but we don't have anything on the criminal law side beyond sexual images. So more general deepfakes are not regulated by the criminal law either. And the Danish legislation is not going to go there either.
Now, there's already clear application for this in relation to those who have public profiles, because we've seen a number of instances where the images of celebrities have been used to sell products with which they have no association and for which they have received no money, and they've ended up having to go to the courts. So one could see how that had simplified their lives. For the lives of us non-celebs, does it make any difference? Does it apply?
Yes. Well, in Denmark, the following would apply. I cavil at you being a non-celeb, by the way. You know, anybody who has multiple radio platforms is probably, you know, in my world is a celeb. So, you know, meet your groupie.
I'll cling to that one. Thank you.
But more seriously, you know, you put this thing out there, that this terrible deepfake of me singing Taylor Swift out there, and I go to the platform and it takes the view that I'm not a celeb, it's going to ignore me. I can complain to the local regulator, which has powers vis-a-vis the platform.
No, but I more mean, Owen, is there the incentive for people to do this to non-celebrities? I mean, I can see, I think Miriam McCallan had an issue with this where she was being used.
Yes, she was the...
Indeed. Does that happen to people whose images don't carry innate value because of their fame? Is it something that happens to punters?
Yes, it is. I mean, Miriam was the first of the Irish celebs to take action about false statements on Facebook that she endorsed products that she didn't. After several several stages in the action in a couple of years, she was ultimately successful. And it's people like that who have the means and the opportunity to be able to establish the basic rules and structures that the rest of us can benefit from. Let's assume that even though I am pure as the driven snow, somebody out there has a grudge against me and decides to make a deep fake of me to misrepresent me and to, you know, to embarrass me. I'm still going to be able to take advantage of that. It may be that the celebs are the people where it's going to have the biggest reach and where there are going to be more of the claims. And that is why the Danish legislation also has an additional protection for performing artists. But the general protection for everybody is something that everybody will be able to take advantage of. And sadly, increasingly, it's the revenge porn situation, or in this case, the fake revenge porn. It's only a small number of people in relative terms that might know, but that small number of people are all my friends. And therefore, I will still be, you know, put in a bad place and still need something. And rather than having to go down the Miriam McCallaghan several applications, several years route, this in Denmark, and if we have it in Ireland, would give me a personal route to deal with the deepfake about me.
Well, maybe we can finish up on your if. Should we have it in Ireland?
Well, we've got several things that are very, very close. Provided we don't say this is giving a copyright in my image, because it's not, and the headlines that say that that's what Denmark is doing are misleading. All Denmark is doing is finding a space in the Copyright Act to enact these two very specific protections against deepfakes. I mean, the devil will be in the detail. This is just simply the political agreement that has to go to cabinet and then the whole process after that of drafting and enacting. Assuming that they get a good draft, they are the presidents of the European Council, and therefore I suspect they're going to try and suggest this to their fellow member states. And I would hope that the Irish minister will be listening if and when they get around to doing that.
And on a personal note, if I did deepfake you singing the hits of Taylor Swift, would you take action?
As I said, you would be destroying whatever little street cred I have, and therefore I would feel compelled to.
Just checking, Owen. Just wanted to be sure. Owen, thank you very much. Owen O'Dell, Associate Professor in Trinity College.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.